This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Cool Runnings. This is your IGN review of Ghost Runner 2 by Mitchell Saltzman. The best sequels are the ones that can recapture what made the original so great, while also expanding those elements to make them feel bigger, grander, and more exciting than what came before. That's exactly what Ghost Runner 2 manages to pull off. This is still a first-person, one-hit kill slasher where, to quote my review of the first one, you must run fast, slide fast, kill fast, and if you can't do those things fast enough, you die fast. But now you get to do all of that while also occasionally riding an absolutely sick motorcycle, and with a wider variety of ninja tricks to customize your playstyle. Couple that with a much more fleshed out world, excellent level variety, fantastic bosses, and a thumping soundtrack that enhances the action, and you've got one of the most exciting action games all year. Fundamentally, Ghost Runner 2 plays very much like the first. It's one hit, one kill for both you and your enemies, which makes for a lightning-fast flow. You'll be darting all across very carefully crafted combat arenas as you desperately try to avoid fire and close the distance between you and your opposition at the same time. If you die, respawns are super quick, and checkpoints are very forgiving, which meant I could die 10, 20, maybe even 50 times trying to beat a tricky combat encounter without feeling any frustration. While that core is still the same in Ghost Runner 2, there are several notable changes that affected how I approached its challenges. For one, there's now a stamina meter that governs your newfound ability to block attacks and dash multiple times in succession. Blocking may sound exceptionally strong in a game where all it takes is one hit to die, but evading enemies is still the way to go when it comes to surviving the chaos that is Ghost Runner's combat encounters, because of how quickly the meter depletes, the many unblockable attacks that enemies use, and the fact that blocking certain attacks will still send you reeling backwards. Still, being able to just block, as opposed to having to perfectly time a parry, offers some nice leeway that makes many boss encounters much more forgiving and fun. One of the best qualities of the first Ghost Runner was how just about every level introduced some sort of new element for you to deal with, making the campaign feel fresh all the way through. Apparently, that well of ideas never came close to running dry, because the same is true for Ghost Runner 2. Throughout the entirety of its 10 to 12 hour campaign, you're constantly encountering new enemy types, gaining new powers or abilities, visiting a variety of gorgeous and visually distinct areas both in and outside of Dharma City, and getting thrown into arenas that give you exciting new ways to use your existing powers. The different styles of gameplay can basically be broken down into combat arenas, parkour challenges, and motorcycle segments, but there's a truly impressive amount of variation within each of those styles. Because of the one-hit kill nature, combat often becomes a puzzle where you have to figure out which way to approach from, what enemies you should target first, which of them can be easily taken out with environmental hazards, and so on. Every encounter is an incredibly satisfying combination of planning, execution, and on-the-fly improvisation. On the parkour side, it's a lot of what existing fans are probably used to: lengthy stretches of wall running, rail grinding, grapple hooking, and pole swinging. But in Ghost Runner 2, it's everything in between those actions that make it special. Sometimes you'll need to use a shuriken to power up a device, and then quickly move on to it before certain death. Other times, you'll need to use your shadow ability at just the right time to interrupt a beam of light that causes a life-saving swinging pole to emerge. And in my absolute favorite section, you'll need to swap between making two different colored objects tangible as you jump between them, much like you would in Guacamelee or one of Star Wars Jedi Survivor's more challenging bonus rooms. It's tough as nails, but absolutely exhilarating. And then there's the motorcycle, which is responsible for some of the coolest moments in all of Ghost Runner 2. You'll not only use it for high-speed tunnel chases, but also as a key exploration tool in the back half of the story to explore huge open environments. Some of the best bits are when you're speeding through a claustrophobic tunnel, quickly shifting to riding on the ceiling to avoid a hazard, or when you leap off your bike, send it careening towards a group of enemies, and then grapple hook right back on it. Ghost Runner 2 is full of moments like this, where I had to take my hands off the keyboard for a second and just admire how cool the game just made me feel. All of this is enhanced by a perfectly matched thumping electronic soundtrack that had my head bobbing all throughout. Ghost Runner 2 is an electric sequel that supercharges everything that was great about the original and elevates it to a whole new level. The lightning-fast, skill-heavy, one-hit-kill combat is as exciting as ever, packed with even more tricks that give you plenty of new options to approach every scenario. The parkour also remains as smooth as silk, and some of the new motorcycle sequences are among the most exhilarating moments I've had all year. Those who didn't vibe with the intensely reflex-heavy gameplay of the first Ghost Runner probably won't be swayed by any of these improvements, but if the original was up your alley, I can't imagine a better sequel than this. Ghost Runner 2's IGN score? 9. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Ghost Runner 2 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.